Controls Weekly Personal Finance Podcast, where we focus on money matters that affect all of us. I am your host, Preeti Kulkarni, and in this episode, we'll turn our attention to home loan interest rates, as these rates are likely to start going up from June. Now, as we know, on April 8th, Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das announced the monetary policy for the financial year 2022-23, and much to the relief of borrowers, he announced that the Monetary Policy Committee had decided to leave the policy rates unchanged. However, there is also indication that this relief is likely to be short-lived, because the MPC, while retaining the accommodative stance for now, also signaled a withdrawal of this stance in the coming days, primarily to rein in rising inflation. And what this means for borrowers is that the June bi-monthly policy review could see a policy rate hike. And home loan borrowers who have been used to low interest rates for more than 2 years now will have to brace themselves for an increase in interest burden. To understand how home loan borrowers can deal with the prospect of higher interest rate burden and EMIs, we have with us today Adil Shetty, CEO of BankBazaar.com. BankBazaar is an online loan and credit card aggregator platform that boasts of over 50 million registered users. Hi, Adil. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Preeti. Good to be here.
Thanks. It's great to have you on our show once again. So, Adil, although the Reserve Bank of India left repo rates unchanged in its monetary policy, it also signaled the withdrawal of its accommodative stance, and which could mean that policy rates could go up around June or so. In your view, and how do you see this playing out in the days to come? Could you just explain the rationale for our listeners, and what does this mean for them?
Got it. So, clearly we're telling your listeners that they should prepare for steep home loan rate rises in this financial year. But let's go through all of the points you raised one by one. So the RBI didn't raise the repo rate, which is good for home loan borrowers. Also, I want to call out that there was a notification saying that they are retaining lower risk weight for large ticket home loans. So clearly the RBI wants home purchases to continue, which we at BankBazaar are very, we were happy the RBI did that. Clearly, however, right, the RBI is using other tools to remove excess liquidity from the system. And there are two benchmark numbers everyone is tracking, and I'll call them out with their current position. So 10-year Government of India bonds are at 7.2%, the highest they've been since April 2019. Retail inflation numbers, which came in for March, are at 6.95%. This clearly shows that rates are going to increase and the RBI will need to do something to catch up with what the expectations are already in the market. Now, one early sign that all of us track in the industry, right, is what is happening with fixed deposit rate, because typically they get hiked before the loan rates start to go up. A number of banks have hiked fixed deposit rate in the last 3 months. To name a few, State Bank of India, HDFC Bank, Bank of Baroda, Canara Bank have all increased their deposit rates between 0.05% to 0.15%. It is fair, and we all expect there will be one to multiple rises in repo rate this quarter. The Reserve Bank of India, though we don't have a crystal ball, is expected to raise rates starting in June. And we've seen reports, for example, from Nomura and other analysts, which are projecting the repo rates can go up anywhere between 1 to 2% through 2023.
Okay. And so retail home loan borrowers, along with others, of course, have been used to a benign interest rate regime for quite some time now, over 2 years now, in fact. So how do you think they should prepare for a steep rate rise, as you just explained?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, right? This is going to happen, all right? So whether anyone likes it or not, the repo rate is going up in 2023. And home loan borrowers, right, who are used to benign rates are going to have to bear the impact of this rise. Now, there's no way to avoid it, like you called out. But what is really important, Preeti, is what are the tools that home loan borrowers, right, have in order to deal with it. Now, let's just start with the basics, right? And this is important that everyone understands. And it's one of the key advices we're calling out to people at BankBazaar, one of the things that happens when the repo rate goes up, right, is that the default option is that the bank will increase the tenor of your loan while keeping your EMI constant. So there's a simple logic why every bank does this. The bank does it because they know that, you know, paying 30% more on EMI is impossible. It kind of disrupts your monthly tracking. So what they automatically do, right, is when the repo rate goes up, they increase the tenor of your loan. So maybe instead of paying 20 years, you're now paying 22 years. Now, this might be good for you in the sense that your EMI is steady, but the downside for the borrower is you end up paying larger interest. Now, what can you do? Which is, I think, the key part, right? Now, there are three things you can do, Preeti. The number one thing we're recommending, right, is do a prepayment or a higher payment than what is required. Because what happens when you do a prepayment is automatically the bank will reduce the tenor of your loan. So if you think that repo rate going up will increase the tenor, prepayment will automatically reduce the tenor. So there's a one-to-one match, right, where we can look to balance it. Just to give you an example so that, you know, you get a sense for what I'm saying here. If you pay an additional EMI every year on a 20-year loan, you approximately end up paying 34 months less in tenor. So, you know, this is the number one tool you have.
That
The
is,
number
you pay
two tool.
one EMI extra, is it?
Yeah, you pay one EMI extra. Another rule of thumb we always recommend at Bank Bazaar is try and repay 5% of your principal balance every year. So whenever you get your bonus in March, calculate what 5% of your current outstanding principal is and try and repay that. Yeah. So that's the number one tool. And this is actually such a simple tool, Preeti, but it's actually very powerful because when the repo rate goes up, your tenor goes up, your interest outflow goes up. You make a prepayment, automatically your tenor comes down. So try it and do it in such a way that whenever you get a bonus, right, whenever you get excess capital, try and prepay. So this is tool number one. Tool number two, right, is if you look at the RBI reports, and the last year's report clearly shows that 70% of people are still on MCLR and base rate. Okay, now this is obviously changing because all new loans are on the external benchmark or the repo rate. See if there's an option to refinance and save, you know, 0.5%, 0.25%, because the rates that are currently available in the market are the lowest that they've been for the last 15 years. So especially if you're someone who has a good credit score, right? And by that I mean, if you can track your credit score, and we at Bank Bazaar, we feel that if you have a credit score over 750, it's good. You can get a 0.1% discount or a 0.2% discount basis a good credit score over 750. So see if you can refinance and get a lower rate. This is tool number two, right? And tool number three, right, is you can actually talk to the bank and ask them to increase your EMI. So when you increase your EMI, right, automatically it reduces your tenor. So this is something if you have seen that there's been a salary increment, you're earning 10% more, 15% more, then automatically what you can tell your bank is please increase my EMI, and automatically, right, your tenor will start to come down. So these are the three tools you have at your disposal.
So going back to the refinance point that you mentioned, what should be the minimum difference between the interest rate, let's say, that I'm currently paying and the interest rate being offered by the bank to which I intend to switch my loan to? What should be the minimum difference to be able to make this decision?
Yeah. So, Preeti, I'll give you a simple answer and I'll give you a more detailed answer. So, the simple answer is if you read anything in the media, right, usually what most personal finance experts say is, you know, if you save between 0.25%, 0.5% higher, try it, right? But please keep in mind, this actually boils down to what is your saving in terms of EMI outflow. And that differs basis both the outstanding principal. So, the more the principal outstanding, the greater the saving by switching to a lower rate. And also the tenor of your loan remaining. So if you have 18 years remaining in a loan, by switching to a lower rate, you get a higher benefit than if you have 2 years left. So the benchmark people typically say is 0.25, 0.5 or more. But actually, the best way to do it is as a calculation. But I want to call out two things sometimes people don't realize about a refinance. So there's a cost associated with the refinance, all right? So the cost associated is if you're refinancing with your own bank, you have a processing fee. If you're refinancing with a new bank, you have both a processing fee and a mortgage slash registration charge, which you pay when you hypothecate the documents to the new bank. So you need to set off your costs versus the savings.
And what are the other charges that they need to take? You mentioned a couple. So what are the other charges that they need to take into account before taking this call? Of course, there is no prepayment charge if you're paying out of your own funds and even otherwise in case of floating rate loans. But what are the other charges? Any legal charges, inspection charges that the bank might levy?
So Preeti, like you rightly pointed out, home loans are floating rate in 95% of the cases, and floating rate loan doesn't have a prepayment fee because the RBI did a very consumer friendly move. So let's park that, right? There's no prepayment on a floating rate home loan. Now I've refinanced multiple loans, right? And if you're refinancing with the same bank, like I just said, you typically only pay a processing fee, okay? If you're refinancing with a new bank, you have a processing fee, which might be any amount in certain cases as an incentive the new bank might waive it. And you also have certain legal fees. The legal fees essentially is because now you're assigning the property to the new bank, and there is a mortgage slash hypothecation slash legal fee, which can be, you know, several tens of thousands of rupees. So in my example, you know, I was refinancing a home loan of 75 lakhs and I ended up paying a 30,000 rupees as the legal fees.
Right. Okay. Okay. And also, and what about people who may not have got their annual bonuses, are still awaiting the bonuses or may not have got it this year? What can they do to part prepay their loan? Can they look at, for example, liquidating their assets that are not performing, let's say traditional endowment insurance policies that are not yielding great returns? Should they look at doing all that and just prepay part of their loan?
Yeah. See, that's a very interesting question. I think there are two answers to this question. So typically, let's assume that today I'm paying, let's say 6.7% on my home loan. The first thing we're saying is that it's a post-tax risk-free rate you're making. So if any asset of yours is earning less than 7% post-tax, you might consider liquidating it and prepaying your home loan. But the other thing we say, right, it's almost as if we're balancing two things, Preeti. We're balancing between managing our liabilities. We're also building, you know, an asset for, let's say, my daughter's education. I'm building a mutual fund corpus, right? Now, I typically won't touch that at all because I know it's for, you know, a long-term saving. So I think it's a delicate balance. You need to balance between the two.
All right. And some banks, in fact, you alluded to it earlier, that although repo rate linked loans, loan rates have not gone up, deposit rates have already started going up. And also some banks have raised their MCLR, which would affect home loan borrowers who might have taken loans prior to October 2019. So what would be your advice for them? Should they now switch to, they probably should have done it earlier, but should they now switch to external benchmark linked lending rates? Lending rate loans?
Yeah, so you called out, right, that MCLR has started to go up. So we've seen examples of this. Bank of Baroda increased its MCLR recently by 0.05%. And this means that MCLR linked loans, right, on the reset day will go up. And just keep in mind that the reset date on typical MCLR home loan contracts are either 6 months or 12 months. So it doesn't mean that the next EMI will go up, but every contract has a reset date. So whenever your reset date is, right, it might be 6 months, 3 months, 1 year away, at that point in time, your rate will go up. Also, the last RBI report clearly said that 70% of people are still on MCLR and base rate and BPLR. In fact, 62% were on MCLR, so a lot of people are there.
Right.
Now, I think that the external benchmark rate, the RBI has clearly said they've done for two reasons. So they said that there's better transparency so that every time the repo rate changes, automatically the exact same amount your home loan rate will change. Second, there's faster transmission, which means that repo rate cycle for reset on a repo rate home loan is 3 months. Every 3 months, the reset happens compared to, you know, the 6 and 12 month over MCLR. It's an irony that sometimes people now ask us at Bank Bazaar that if the repo rate goes up, right, every repo rate loan will go up in 3 months at a maximum. But an MCLR linked loan, right, might not go up for another 6 months or whenever your reset date is, as far as 12 months away, if you're lucky. So that's a kind of a little bit of an irony. But typically, right, I'd say let's stick to the same principle, Preeti. If there is saving, then consider refinancing. Saving is simply the sum total of all your EMI outflow minus your charges for refinancing. So I think that's what you need to work out, especially if you're someone with a credit score which is good, which you're tracking online over 750. Home loan rates are the lowest. They have been at 15 years. So please check to see if you can refinance and get a saving.
Okay. All right, Adil, any final piece of advice for younger borrowers and newer borrowers? As we discussed earlier, those who borrowed after October 2000 paid 24 EMIs so far, and they are new to the system. So any piece of advice for them?
Yeah, so I'd say that, let's not worry about what's not in our control. So that the repo rate will go up 1% to 2% this financial year, right, is something that the market is expecting that's out of our control. Automatically, if you're on a repo rate loan, your interest rate is going to go up. So it's out of our control. Now let's focus on what's in our control. We can manage the existing, expected increase in tenor by doing a prepayment. So my only one tip, if you take away from this conversation, is try and prepay at least 5% of your loan principal, such that, right, the increased tenor which happened because of increased EMI, you pull it back and reduce your tenor by doing a prepayment.
All right, Adil, thanks a lot for being on our show and sharing all these insights. I'm sure our listeners will find them useful.
Thanks, Preeti. Thanks, Hemant. Bye.
And with that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Saved. For more news, views, and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.